You are now listening to King of the Court podcast.
King of the Court Podcast, Season 6, Episode Number
19.
There you go, Chris. I know you'd get it right.
We discussed this before we started hit record.
But you knew the answer already before that. Don't make it seem like...
I'm just saying.
You just wanted validation. You like reassurance. I understand.
Absolutely.
Right? Okay. Today, guys, the trade deadline. Absolutely nothing newsworthy happened today. Good.
Yeah, talk about the potential.
Talk about the trades that happened today. Anything that caught your eye?
Potentially, yes.
I'm listening.
The 76ers.
Did what?
Traded Pat Beverly.
Mm-hmm.
And got rid of Marcus Morris, which I don't love. I wish we could have kept Star in the city of Philly. They just gave him a key to the city.
Didn't he just get the key to the city?
He just got a key to the city like a month ago.
Today?
Huh?
Today?
No, he got it a month ago.
No, I think he got it today or some shit like that.
What, the key to the city?
Yeah.
No, he got it. How you gonna tell me? I know the people who ended up orchestrating getting him the key to the city. He got it a month ago.
Got him out of there?
Huh?
You got to give his key back?
No, it's like a gift, like a trophy almost.
Is that the twin with the ring or no? No, that's Marcus. They traded, right?
Yeah, Marcus, Markeith.
Why didn't they give the key to Keith?
Huh?
Why didn't they give it to Keith?
Because Keith is in Dallas. Marcus was playing with the Sixers.
But they from Philly.
Yeah.
So why didn't give one to Keith?
Because Keith isn't playing with the Sixers at the moment. They did it around the time of him coming to Philly to play.
Keith got a ring though.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just letting you know.
No, I'm telling you, Keith got a ring with the Lakers.
I know he has a ring. I'm just saying I don't know why they didn't give him the key to the city as well. I just know they gave Star the key to the city.
Mm. That's interesting.
Very interesting. Twins are really good guys though. Really good guys. They use my gym.
Remember, I used to call them the Asgardians.
No, they're really good guys.
I can't wait till they bring back college basketball games.
But yeah, I don't like the fact that they got rid of them. However, I think Kyle Lowry making it past the trade deadline with Charlotte. I know Charlotte was looking to move him again, and they weren't able to. Now that I think the buyout is coming, I feel Kyle Lowry returns back home and reunites with Nick Nurse.
I saw something earlier that, I mean, I called that play out years ago anyway, but whatever, I hope it happens for him. I saw something earlier that, this is obviously a wish list was to get Kyle and DeMar reunited in Philadelphia.
It's possible.
With Nick Nurse, right?
Very possible.
Yeah.
Even though Nick Nurse didn't coach DeMar, I don't think.
Yeah.
I think Nick Nurse's first year was with Kawhi and him.
Yeah, I think that was
Dwayne Casey. Yep.
Just find this to be very interesting. Oh, good move, Christian Wood. Nothing caught my eye today. Patrick Beverly gets moved all the time.
Yeah, but I know Philly was trying to make a move for Kyle or wants Kyle, and I just don't. I think it was interesting because Pat Bev in the city of Philadelphia has started to become, outside of Joel and Maxi, he was like that third big media star because he got his podcast going. So he was doing a lot of stuff in Philly for him to get moved. It's kind of crazy. You know, so. Yeah, I think that was the move to kind of free up space to get Kyle, because I was like, I'm pretty sure Kyle probably was like in his mind like, why would I go there and they got Pat Bev already, you know?
Serious?
Yeah, because I don't think Kyle, if Nick Nurse, I think if there's anybody that can get Kyle to come off the bench, it's Nick Nurse.
Okay.
So. Coming up the bench with Kyle and Pat Bev is kind of like, So yeah, I hope Kyle makes a return to the city. That'll be great. But I think that will make a play.
Long overdue.
Yeah. I like what the Knicks did. I don't think it can hurt. I don't think it hurts. I think you got a really, really good shooter in Bogdanovich, which you need to win games in the playoffs in the modern NBA. Interested to see if he starts or if he comes off the bench, but we'll see.
You would start him?
Doesn't he start in Detroit?
Nigga, that's Detroit.
I wouldn't start him, no. But, you know.
First of all, no one should be excited about that signing. This man is not young at all.
Nah, that's not nothing to be excited about.
Don't play.
You upgraded from Quentin Grimes.
I don't like that move, by the way.
That's fine. You don't like nothing the Knicks do.
Because this was no, because yeah, first
I still
of all,
feel like the Knicks need a backup point guard, though. I feel like
these two niggas in our fucking group chat celebrating this trade deadline because they made some moves and we didn't make any moves. No, we don't need to make any moves at this point. For what? What are we doing? We're gonna be wasting picks or whatever we can move with in the summertime or next season. It's the buyout market. There's no reason to be sitting here jumping. And first of all, the Knicks are the most mid. Fuck, congratulations. You guys are the most mid team in the NBA.
You're not talking to me because I'm not a Knicks fan, but I got it.
No, I'm not. I excused you. I didn't excuse you, but I know you're not a Knicks fan, so I'm not talking to you.
Right.
Like, you guys are the most fucking mid team in the NBA. Congratulations. You have all the top tier mid players. You're deep as fuck. That's what I was hearing today. You have the deepest team in the league. No, you have the most mid team in the league. Am I lying? You got Alex Burks back again. For what?
For what? I think he was just a throw-in.
What does Bogdanovich do for your team? Bogdanovich makes your team better?
Doesn't. I mean, I think so. That team.
What does he do for the Knicks?
That's a legit three-point threat, which you need.
Come on, man.
You do.
That shit ain't going to work.
Especially in the playoffs, if you double down on, I think that's what happened with like guys like RJ in the playoffs. Like as you saw, guys like started to like zone in on Randle and clog the paint on Randle, and you know force other guys to make shots, and they just didn't like RJ just couldn't make open shots consistently. I think Bojan Bogdanovic makes open shots in the playoffs.
Like, where?
Huh? Open shots?
Where?
Isn't that the same guy from Utah?
Okay.
I just think, like, he just, you know what I mean? If you ask me where, I'm just answering your question, being devil's advocate. If you ask
I'm saying where, like, where is his proven history that's what he's going to do?
I don't know.
So that's what I'm saying. Where's the, like, I don't understand this.
I like Philly getting Buddy Hill.
Yeah, I guess. It's cool for now.
Yeah.
It's cool. Pacers, what the Pacers are doing.
Yeah. It's weird. But who did you expect to get traded that didn't get traded? Like
brother, man, I didn't expect nothing to happen today.
Right.
Nothing that happened today.
Right.
My boy Jason texts me 10:32 in the morning. He said, "You ready for today? It's a trade deadline with question marks." I said, "Yeah." So ain't nothing major happening. All the major moves happen. Ain't no needle movers today. Anybody move the needle today?
Nope. Hmm? I think Milwaukee getting Pat Bev might help him defensively.
Trey, you know ain't nothing happened today, man. Nothing
happened. Nothing happening. I thought some guys would have got the trigger pulled on them, but they didn't.
Say that again?
I thought some guys would have got the trigger pulled on them, but they didn't.
Like who?
DeJounte Murray?
No. Because who's going to give up what to make Atlanta better for trading for DeJounte?
I don't know.
So then there you
go. I thought the Lakers would have made a play for DeJounte Murray. That's David.
For who?
Maybe three-team trade with somebody.
I want a light-skinned Dennis Schroeder. Just give me Dennis Schroeder back.
He's way better than Dennis Schroeder. We're not
gonna... He ain't that much better than Dennis Schroeder.
He's way better than Dennis
Schroeder. I'm good, man. I'll take Adolf Nigula. I'm good. It's half the price for the same results.
He's way better than Dennis.
All right. We win the championship with him?
No.
All right, then. So we don't need him. Every move that we make.
Y'all avoid the playing game without him.
We avoid the playing game without even one of them. We good either way. We Gucci. You think we going to the playing this year?
Yeah, I might get a knife right now.
So we might. It's not happening, Chris.
Okay. We'll see.
We'll finish six.
Okay. Gordon Hayward going to the Thunder.
He had enough of the niggas. He had to get out of Charlotte. I was lying. He had enough. They don't play basketball over there. Niggas do everything but play basketball in Charlotte over there.
Brandon Miller's been hooping.
Who?
Brandon Miller.
Nobody even knows that.
Brandon Miller and Miles Bridges been on the tear. No,
Miles Bridges. You gotta be careful with the words you use when you talk about Miles Bridges. He's been playing very well.
He's back to back 40 balls.
He's good. See, let me tell you something. That's a piece that I wanted.
Miles Bridges?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like he just, his value's going up. Like, even throughout like the off court stuff, his value is still amazingly
high. Value was high before that bullshit happened.
Yeah. But I think him playing the way he's playing is just like, all right, he's a piece we can keep for the future. Like, all right. Like LaMelo.
I bet you if
LaMelo, Miller, and Miles Bridges, like,
yo, I bet you if the Knicks move Randall, that's what they pick up. That's not gonna be the exact trade, but I mean, if they were to move on from Randall, that's what they would pick up.
Miles Bridges?
Absolutely.
Oh no.
You don't think the Knicks pick him up?
I don't see the Knicks moving on from Randall, unfortunately. I feel like the Knicks are in bed with Julius Randle for the long. Like, I think they'll do whatever they need to. I think they're like married to Randle and Brunson, and the only
Brunson for sure. Because y'all would have had DeJounte Murray and whatchamacallit with this peace treaty between Clutch and Leon Rose in the Knicks.
Because
if y'all thought that was for LeBron going there, y'all niggas is retarded and desperate.
No, LeBron's never going to New York, obviously. But
yeah, but of other players.
I think the only way that the Knicks move on from Randle, they gotta get like somebody amazing, like a Joel Embiid.
Come on. Speaking about Joel Embiid, we gonna revisit my man?
Revisit him how? What are you talking about?
No, I'm not talking about Joel Embiid. That's not my man's.
What are you talking about?
We was talking about my man's Will the other day.
Oh, yeah. I stand corrected. I apologize. Great fadeaway jump shot.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Unstoppable.
Yeah, absolutely.
The bank was open. And we know the bank was open after hours for Will.
Yeah, absolutely. It's amazing fadeaway jump shot. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Kind of like ahead of his time, kind of. It was amazing to see. I was like, oh.
Yeah, don't worry. The very first time I saw that, like a minute ago, I was like, wait a minute.
Right.
Even though some of this is looped, but wow.
Right. But still, like, he was able to master one shot just like Kareem was with the sky hook.
I haven't told you how I went on. It's like this, like George Mikan wormhole.
George Mikan what?
Like wormhole, like just going, just looking a bunch of stuff with George Mikan.
Why?
It's very interesting.
What's interesting? What did you find that was interesting on George Mikan?
I mean, you always hear about his game, but you know,
sometimes... only thing I've never heard about his game. Only thing you hear is the drill, the Mikan drill. That's the only thing with Mikan I've ever heard
of. Well, how many guys have a drill?
Huh?
How many guys have a drill?
How many guys were around in the 50s?
How many blacks?
Period.
Well, there's quite a few people around in the 50s.
Well, I guess.
I mean, do you think anybody was doing that?
What, making layups? That's what the fucking drill is. It's fucking layups. What are you talking about?
Just so make
yes, it. Yes, you know a lot drill. Of people were around making fucking layups. That's the only
thing. Yo, Chris, come on. Chris, have you ever done that drill before?
I've done it. I do it with my eyes closed. Absolutely.
Okay, don't act like you could just, that's just something that you do right away and you won't get a little winded from doing it.
No, you will. It's shocking to see how many kids that play basketball can't do that drill. It's shocking. And it just shows sometimes we lack the fundamentals of making layups. Like, I know kids that can Euro step and do a bunch of shit and can't do a Mikan drill. It's the craziest thing in the world.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think that just comes with the testament. Also, kids just don't play outside anymore either. That's neither here nor there, you know.
Where do you learn to do all these fancy steps from?
TV.
Yeah, but there's a lot of things I can watch people do on TV. I can't do it when I go outside because they could do. They got the steps down pat.
Yeah, bro. I think they
can't finish.
Oh no, it's bad basketball. But yeah, Mikan drill. Do I think people were back there making layups? Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, but anyway, I say that to say this, that every now and then I just pick a player and just see what I can learn about them.
And what did you learn about George Mikan, bro? You still haven't told me.
No, other than the drill, I really didn't know how dominant he was. I just always heard about it, but I didn't really
So he was dominant.
Yeah, for the time period. You know, sometimes you just hear things and it's like, all right, I always hear it, you know, all right, cool. Until you actually see for yourself.
Right. The new electric Porsche, fire.
Oh, you're looking at the commercial?
Yeah, but Kylo Quinn has one as well.
I haven't heard that name in years.
Yeah, he still works. He's overseas getting a bag.
Still got Porsche money?
Kylo Quinn?
Shout out to you, sir.
Kylo Quinn is a millionaire. They're very good with his money.
That's good.
Like he's still a big asset overseas. Like he still gets a couple six figures to go overseas. And let's not act like he didn't play in the league for about 8-9 years.
Yeah, I mean that money come and go, Chris.
Yeah, but not him. He's very good with his money, very smart, very humble dude. Know what I mean? Love Kylo Quinn. That's my dog. Big Queens in the building.
Yeah, I don't know much about him.
From Queens.
No, I mean, other than that, I mean, I always hear certain people from like the Long Island area, right?
Huh?
From like the Long Island area, right?
No, he's from Southside.
He's from Southside?
Yeah, he's from Queens.
Oh, shit, I didn't know that. Okay, shout out to you. Even more of a shout out.
Yeah, he went to Holy Cross first and then transferred to Campus Magnet or Andrew Jackson.
He went to Holy Cross and then ended up at Andrew Jackson?
And then transferring, yep.
I need to know more about this.
What do you need to know more about?
Why would you go from Holy Cross to Andrew Jackson?
I don't think Holy Cross was a good fit basketball-wise for him. Like, he wasn't trying to invest in them. Wasn't trying to, like... So, I don't think people understand, like, Kylo Quinn wasn't, like, this, like, great, like, New York City high school basketball player. He just got better once he went to college. He went to Norfolk State. Got a lot better. And then just, you know, like, he's a late bloomer. That was the year they went to the NCAA tournament, beat Missouri in the first round. And striking, like he just struck hot at the right time. And then this 7-foot guy just became a, you know, 6'10 guy became, you know, he's self-made in terms of just getting it out the mud. You know, not everybody's road to the NBA is glamorous, you know, it definitely wasn't glamorous, but he's in. And then he just bought into his role, you know. But, yeah, I mean, I would have to ask him why he went to Holy Cross and not
That's pretty interesting when you're just familiar with the schools. I just can.
Well, I mean, I played against my year. I played against him, and he works out with us from time to time. You know, so he's, I guess you could call him a client. He's not a client of mine, but he's my boss's client. So, you know, I've got to know him outside of basketball in the last 3 years.
That's what's up.
But always was aware of him because we played against, I mean, his last high school game was against us. We beat him in the quarterfinals of the PSAO championship or the PSAO playoffs. So,
that's what's up.
Yeah. That's my guy. But I don't know how he got on Kylo Quinn, but yeah. Kylo Quinn is better than George Mikan, though. Fuck are you talking about?
See, man.
Man, nothing.
I don't like when we do this.
I don't care.
I don't like when we do this. Like, we did this earlier, and I was looking. And we were talking about Dante and Dante DiVincenzo and Kurt Heinrich.
Right.
And then I was looking at Dante playing earlier, and I was like, Kurt Heinrich can't do this.
Okay. Okay.
Come on.
Okay.
I love Kurt Heinrich.
Yo, when I say certain things, people be like, yo, you're bugging.
No, we all do that. Nah, not me.
It's just when I say certain things about certain players, it's like my biasness is just like people look at it as just like straight blind bias. And I'm very like biased, but I'm biased to a point where like if you're not good, I'm also going to tell you like, no, he ain't that. No,
the only thing I ever seen you biased, like blind biased with was like Kentucky players.
Yeah, but how many of those guys were I was wrong about?
Kentucky at the time. I was like, oh, Chris, this is clear.
Yeah, but how many of those guys were I wrong about?
You on the payroll.
How many of those guys was I wrong about?
Who were you right about?
Damn near the whole team. What are you talking about? The guys who don't do well at Kentucky, I never liked. Never liked Michael K. Gilchrist. I never talked about him. I never talked about the Harrison twins. I didn't like them. James Young was just okay to me.
Bro,
huge Devin Booker fan.
The only person you love Devin Booker.
And right. Now how do I look?
What
do I look
for, like? To a fault.
What? Right. But do I look wrong for loving Devin Booker when he was in college? He came off the bench. He didn't start at Kentucky.
The only person I never argued you down about was De'Aaron Fox.
There's one person I was biased about, and that's still my guy, Quade Green. Didn't work out at Kentucky. Did not work out.
Even Kentucky, when they were in the tournament at certain times, like, what were you looking at?
Just those teams. He just always got better as the season goes on. That's just Calipari.
He was on payroll, I understand.
I wish I was on payroll. Shit. Brad texted me last night, actually.
Say that again?
Brad texted me last night, actually.
What's up? He's coaching now, right? Or he's about to coach or something?
No, he's coaching. He's the player development guy at Vanderbilt.
Okay. I thought I heard something like that recently.
Yeah, he's a player development guy at Vandy.
He's on his way.
It's not duh. Look at his last name.
That's a fact. Yeah, back to these trades, man. Nothing happened that moved
me. No, we can talk about everything else but these trades. These trades are
terrible. And Anobi's going to get surgery.
Yeah, little procedure.
All-star break kind of helps them out a lot, too.
I think so. I think
it was a 3-week minimum, something like that.
Huh? Yeah, he's out.
Oh, but it's a 3-week minimum, not maximum.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that could be 3 to 5.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The basketball activities does not mean be on the court healthy either.
All right. I don't know if it's in his shooting elbow or non-shooting elbow, though.
He's right-handed, right?
Yes.
I believe his right elbow.
Oh, shit.
Damn, Lamar Jackson won MVP again?
Yeah. So go back to your point about Dante. What would you say about Dante? Because we were talking about Dante DiVincenzo, and everybody was like, Kirk Heinrich was the man. And I was like, I don't remember where Kirk Heinrich was ever the man. Kirk Heinrich was a great role player. Great college basketball player, one of the best ever to ever put on a Kansas jersey. Absolutely. But in the league, he was just, in my opinion, he was just a role guy.
So he's a good role guy, bro.
He's a great role guy.
I think his best years were probably in Atlanta.
But the way people talk about Kirk Heinrich, I'm talking about Chicago Bulls Kirk Heinrich. Because
let's catch everyone up on really what we were talking about. We were really talking about how Tibbs is trying to recreate the Bulls,
right?
And it really wasn't much so like that was like super random. Like we threw that out. It was more like comparing the players from the Bulls team back then to the players now. We were saying, like, this player was this person. And I was just like, there's no way that Bulls team was better.
Talent-wise. Yeah, we agreed. But if you had somebody to compare to somebody, your dynamic point guard in his own way is Jalen Brunson. He's not Derrick Rose. I will never put Jalen Brunson and Derrick Rose in the same conversation. However, Jalen Brunson is finding a way to get this shit done.
Right.
Went from a second-round pick to an all-star. And now he's in conversation to be the best Knicks point guard ever since Clyde Frazier, which is crazy. But, okay.
They say that everybody's having a good year.
Huh?
They say that every time somebody's having a good year.
Right. And I hope it works out for Jalen Brunson. I think Jalen Brunson's a winner. Jalen Brunson has the best basketball career at Villanova in Villanova history. Everybody will talk about Kyle. People talk about Randy Foy. They'll talk about that team. But Jalen Brunson is the most decorated Villanova basketball player ever.
Chris is fucking like...
What?
No, I was about to compliment you. Relax it. You have yourself.
No,
college basketball. Because I forgot about Randy Foy, and I wouldn't even remember what college he went to.
Went to Nova. He was part of that four guard offense that went to the Elite Eight. It was him, Mike Nardi, who's the assistant coach at Villanova, Alan Ray, who's from the Bronx.
With there we go. There we go.
Kyle and Kyle Lowry.
There we go. Thank you. I just needed a refresher.
Yeah. But Jalen Brunson is AP Player of the Year. Big East Player of the Year, I think twice. Big East Freshman of the Year, and won two national championships in 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I don't think anybody's had a better decorated career at Villanova than Jalen Brunson. This is my opinion. But that was the comparison, right? If you had to put somebody in a spot, not talk about game wise, but just talk about impact role, right? Kirk Heinrich was the next person, and I said Dante DiVincenzo laughingly would have been Kirk Heinrich.
Yeah.
Tough defender, secondary ball handler, 3-point shooter.
Who was supposed to be Luol Deng? OG Anunoby?
OG.
I think it's Corey Brewer.
No, don't disrespect him. Don't disrespect him.
Disrespect Corey Brewer.
Don't disrespect OG. OG,
disrespecting OG. You just Luol Deng is too high up there for him.
All right, that's fair. But again, we already agreed that the Chicago Bulls team is better than that Knicks team.
Well, that nigga be Corey Brewer.
No, Corey Brewer didn't start.
Sometimes.
Did not start ever. And then you had Randall's Boozer.
That's by default.
All right. And Hartenstein or Mitchell would have been Noah.
Well, them niggas, the difference between this New York Knicks, I can't even say that they don't have it, but they just don't have the same kind. Like, those guys have more of a motor. Like I was saying, like,
yeah.
Mitchell Robinson,
tougher though.
Joakim Noah, he just don't have the motor.
That team was just built on defensive toughness. Like, that team would just wear you down defensively. Like, that team was LeBron James away from going to the finals at least once. And Derrick Rose being hurt.
You know, the chosen one is... They're usually the one that stops a lot of shit.
Yeah, our generation's Michael Jordan. He stopped a lot of shit.
Yeah. I mean, like, even though he's, like, on the other end of, like, history happening, but he's also on the end of, like, stopping a lot of historical shit.
Man, I want to have one episode where we just don't talk about LeBron.
You can't speak about basketball. You just can't.
Yeah, I can't speak about basketball with you and not talk about LeBron.
No, it's true. You have to. No, not with me. Because let me tell you something. I've been preferring to not speak about him with people for years. I mean, but it just happens. It just happens. You just said it. I didn't mention LeBron. There's nothing going on with the Lakers right now other than this game that I'm watching.
Question for you.
Other than what I'm about to bring up in the episode will be with Bronny. But go ahead.
What about Bronny? What about it?
Austin Rivers pretty much said that he would prefer Bronny to play by himself and not play with his dad because it's going to be too much pressure. And it's fair.
I don't think so. I don't think it'd be too much pressure. I think
I think you can't rush Bronny.
What do you want from Bronny and LeBron playing together? Do you just want to see the historical aspect, or are you looking for them to win?
No, absolutely not. I want to just see them play.
So you just want to see? So this is for entertainment purposes.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I'm asking. I want to know what the realistic expectations are.
Like Bronny went into cardiac arrest 3 months ago, bro. Like, and the fact that he's playing basketball right now and nobody made him sit out is very like an accomplishment on his own. And I think for an 18-year-old kid who kind of was under a microscope and people were waiting to see, like, his numbers don't wow you, right? His numbers will not wow you, but certain kids are better pros than they are college basketball players.
I agree.
And I think Bronny will be a kid once he gets healthy and he just gets his confidence back, because at 18 years old, that's some scary shit where you're going to cardiac arrest and now you won't play basketball. You know, like, once we get, if we don't rush Bronny back, I think his athleticism, his size, his ability to shoot the basketball, his basketball IQ, all say pro. It's just for the casual basketball fan who doesn't watch basketball or watches basketball from a very narrow lens of just straight skill, like run, jump, dunk, shoot the three, like, then he's not going to wow you. But like people say in the NBA, like, who can you guard? People think it's just like guarding your man one-on-one. No, it's, can you guard actions? How do you guard the outside of the ball screen? How do you guard pin down? Mm-hmm. How do you guard certain switches? Because 90% of the pick and roll defense in the NBA is switches.
Right.
So it's that aspect of it, you know? So forgive my coughing, everybody. But yeah. But no, like, am I expecting a dad who's going to be at least 41 when his son is in the NBA and or his rookie son to win a championship? Come on, man. No. We didn't put that pressure on Ken Griffey Sr. and Ken Griffey Jr. They was like, they got to win a World Series.
Hey, but it's LeBron. Everybody's expecting the championship from LeBron every year.
And listen, let's expect him to play. And how about let's use another E word. Let's enjoy LeBron, because we don't know how many more years we got left. And I'm tired of taking our superstars for granted.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you. Love the idea of Kobe getting a statue. I don't love the actual statue, though.
I hope that's a joke statue. Like, that's not the actual one.
I hope it's, like, I don't love this, like, the way it looks. It doesn't scream, like, yeah, that's Kobe.
You know what's very interesting about that? I was like, because, you know, they have the picture with, like, Kobe grabbing his jersey.
I feel like they used the wrong, like, pose. Like, there were so many other Kobe poses you couldn't.
Yeah, much as we've seen Kobe clutch his fist, I've never seen him, like, do that pose there.
Like, I was cool with, like, it'd have been very hard to have a bronze statue of maybe the jersey bite, which was my favorite. But the clutching of the fist, Kobe, any kind of fadeaway, the reverse dunk.
That's the clutching of the fist, the one where he grabs the jersey when he has the game.
Right, that one, I just don't like the one finger in the air after he scored 81. It doesn't look like Kobe. It just doesn't. I'm not pleased. Like, and this is no disrespect to the artist. It's just when I saw it, it just, my first reaction is just like, that's it?
That ain't Kobe.
Yeah, you know, and I feel like, you know, I feel like it was like a, very, if you got to compare it to something, it's just like sometimes when you see certain figures in the Madame Tussauds Wax Museum, it's just like, nah, that ain't it. You know?
So that's the picture, not picture, but like pose that he chose.
Yeah, so, you know, like, I'm not pleased with the Kobe. I love I feel like it was actually long overdue for him getting his statue. And I know that things take time. You know? I think things take time.
Get the statue.
But, huh?
When did you feel he was supposed to get the statue?
Did he die?
He's here. That's tough.
Man, he's been dead 4 years. right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like.
Damn, he died 4 years already?
Yeah.
Time is flying.
Right. Like, so, I don't.
And 4 years ago?
But my whole thing is, right, my rebuttal to that is like, yeah, right, we took time. This is the, like, it's kind of like we took this time and this is the best we could do. Again, no dish. I don't know who.
But he's supposed to have another. I think he's supposed to. They're going to give him one for 8 and 24.
As they should. As they should. I think he's deserving of 2 statues. He's the only player in Laker history to have both numbers retired. He should be the only player with 2 statues. I don't. Man, whatever y'all want to do with Kobe. The only thing I regret about my basketball childhood is I regret hating Kobe so much as a kid because he was just that good. He was that great.
Yeah. I agree.
Like, you just had to hate somebody because they was that good. Like, why are you good at everything, bro? Like, why do you beat my team every time? And I don't even have a team. I'm just rooting against you at this point. I don't care who's playing you. I don't care. I'm going to find somebody on the other team that I like, and I'm going to root for them, and you beat them.
My beef wasn't really with him.
Huh?
My beef really wasn't with him.
No, my beef was never with him. My beef was just how good he was.
No, it wasn't even that.
What?
It was the Mike comparison.
Were they not deserved?
No, I didn't like it. You know how I feel about Michael Jordan comparisons.
Okay.
You know what I always told you. You know.
Yeah. However.
I don't think it's fair.
Simple yes or no question. Were they not deserved?
Deserved?
Yeah. Were the comparisons not deserved? So yeah, question.
Yeah, because now we could look at the totality of his career. I don't never like it.
You didn't like it at the time.
No, I don't like it in the moment. I never like it in the moment.
Okay. But now going for like now looking back in retrospect, it's well deserved.
Because the expectations aren't realistic nor are they fair.
Fair enough.
And someone who's regarded as the greatest player of all time and he's flawless.
Yeah.
There's little to no margin of error right. When you're being compared to Mike. So how is that fair?
Right. I think the comparison was just everything. The swag, the competitiveness, the game, you know, the athleticism. And I don't care what anybody says. Anthony Edwards, he isn't Kobe or Mike, obviously. But there's certain points every time you watch him play where he reminds you of those two guys.
I have a question. So do you think that's why we... I don't want to say that's why we love him because he got his own reasons to love him, his own reasons to dislike him, whatever. But do you think that's like... may also be a reason why for people, like, why they have him ranked so highly?
I think they have him ranked so highly right now because, yes, part of that is yes. I think part of him is that throwback dog. There's not that many dogs in the league. Well, there's a lot of dogs in the league, I'm lying. It's not like Paul Pierce. But, yeah, like, I think he's the best shooting guard in this position. I think he's the best player in this position right now. Number-wise, team success-wise, the challenge of guarding everybody's best player every night. Who does that sound like? It sounds like my man Mike, bro. Like
Mike ain't guard anybody's best player every night.
You know what I mean, bro.
No, I'm just telling you. We need to start being realistic. And the worst thing about it is the people who feel the way they feel in the comparison.
Man, he got the athleticism of Mike, but he got the kind of like the 8 Kobe handle. It's like scary. He just don't got the, he's a 3 level or he's a 4 level scorer just like those guys were. He just, I don't know if his mid range is as flawless as those guys.
Are we talking about Ant-Man still?
Yeah.
No, and I don't expect it to be. He's in his 4th year.
Yeah, I don't expect it to be. I'm just talking about where he is right now, but like, there's times where he, in the games, he reminds you of those guys. Well, at least it is, he does for me. Like, when I watch him play, when he's going through the lane, he's driving through the lane, bro, it looks like Mike. When he dribbling that ball, and he moves, he getting off, reminds me of 8 Kobe, bro. That's just me. That's my personal opinion. I'm taking that one with me. I don't care who arguing with me. Do I think?
There's nothing wrong in what in that. Right. I'm not looking at that.
I do.
It's not right.
What you mean it's not right?
You think that's fair to compare him to them?
I'm not. No, I don't compare him to them.
Oh, you just see like there's resemblance.
The resemblance of it. That's what I'm in love with. His resemblance of those two guys. How much his game resembles those two guys.
I hate the internet.
Huh?
I hate the internet sometimes.
Why do you say that?
Because as much as I love the internet, right, I would never looked at Anthony Edwards' game and said, this reminds me of Michael Jordan or Kobe Bryant.
Sure, not all of it, but certain parts of it, yeah.
No, I mean, you know how I am with young players and the comparisons. Like now we're going to speak about it because this is how I am with anyone in Jordan. And now we're going to throw Kobe in there. And now we're going to throw Anthony Edwards on there in year 4. As much as I like him and like watching his game, I like him off the court as well. Now this is where I have to talk about him as if this is a ridiculous comparison.
Who's comparing him?
You're not comparing him, Chris. Nor are you the first person to have made this comparison. This comparison started around the end of last season and especially during the FIBA games this summer. That's where this comparison started from.
Right.
Now, if you're just not seeing insulting way possible, you're late to the party, right? People have been saying this. If that's the case, right? He's good. Is he elite?
He's best player in his position in the best basketball league. I don't see how that doesn't make you elite. If you're regarded as the best player at your position in the best basketball league in the world, does that not make you elite?
I'm asking a question. I what you're saying.
I think he's elite, yes.
You could say that.
I think he's elite.
He's not them in the year 4.
It's not that far off.
Maybe me. From Michael? Year 4 for Michael was what, 88?
Yeah.
You know what the 88 season is.
Well, you didn't make the final.
That's one way to look at it. Thank you for looking at it that way. I was just going to say that's like regarded as the greatest basketball season of all time.
That's fair. Yep. With Isaiah and him beating the Celtics and Larry and Magic. Yeah.
Celtics and what?
Huh?
Him beating the Celtics and what?
They beat the Celtics that year, right?
Who was they?
Did the Pistons win 89-90 or did they win 88-89?
The Pistons won 89-90.
Okay.
Michael beat the Celtics when?
I'm not too sure because I know Detroit gave him more fits than the Boston Celtics.
And brother,
huh?
It ain't happened, brother.
Oh, right.
I said that.
Who won a championship that year? The Celtics or the Lakers?
88. I think that might have been the last Laker championship.
I think so too.
But I'm just saying as far as Mike goes, by year 4, year 5, whatever, in 88.
Well, both him and Kobe, they won championships by their fifth year.
You know.
Kobe won in 2000, first championship in 2000.
You said him and Kobe. Are you talking about Isaiah Thomas?
I'm on Mike and Kobe.
No, brother. Mike won the championship until 91. That's 7 years.
It was 85 draft, so it was 6 years?
84 draft.
Was it 84 draft? Or was it 84 draft?
1984.
Yep, 84 draft. So 7 years. Okay.
Yeah.
So when you asking me, is it in year 4?
I don't know, bro. I don't know. He's not them, but he's not. I don't know if the gap is as far. I don't think the gap is as far individually.
But here's my question now. If we're looking at Anthony Edwards and saying that this is Michael Jordan, like, and I'm comparing him to Michael Jordan in year four.
Not going to do it.
Okay. I'll just stop now.
I'm not going to do it. I think the line of comparing Anthony Edwards and Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant is just the resemblance. When he does certain things, the first person you think of, depending on what he's doing, is Michael Jordan or Kobe Bryant. That's all it is in terms of just the resemblance.
I'm going to be honest with you. You're the first person I heard that do Kobe Bryant in the comparison, because it was really just Mike and Anthony Edwards.
No, I'm talking about from a handle standpoint. Like, when we, like, Kobe, 8 Kobe was, like, to me, if I had to pick between 8 Kobe and 24 Kobe, I love 8 Kobe. I feel like 8 Kobe had way more, like...
8 Kobe's better.
Yeah. 24 Kobe's just meaner. Just more dominant.
Older.
Older, exactly. Older, more dominant. So...
Why is it like a spectacle every time Bol Bol scores?
I don't know.
I find it to be a little disrespectful.
Man, listen.
I was watching him play the Bucks the other day, and I was just like, Giannis was guarding him, and it was almost like the special need kids with the ball, and it's like, can't wait for him to score or some shit like that, whatever, like. He can play, but in that moment, he just looked like regular. Yeah. Crowd was all behind it, like, oh, we just want the ball to go in the hoop. Doesn't matter how. And I'm like, this nigga can hoop.
Definitely can hoop, but, you know, we celebrate certain things. I don't know why we do.
That shit, I need to find a professional athlete, but like one of those type of players, and just ask them, like, is that a confidence thing? Is that a system thing? Why do you look so regular when you get out there against certain people?
I think it's definitely a system.
Are the other people that much better than you?
No, I think it's a system thing. I don't know. That's a good question to ask.
Because these guys are really, like, he went out there and almost looked like he couldn't dribble.
Some of those guys are really, 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 really good, though.
So it's like, it's crazy when people get upset. Like there was a comparison between him and Wembanyama. Like, we've never seen Wembanyama before. Shaq was saying Bol Bol, and other people were saying Bol Bol.
Yeah, and Bol Bol just don't have the motor. I don't think Bol Bol plays hard on himself. Doesn't compete.
It's interesting.
Very interesting. Who's your pick for MVP? Not that Embiid will not be eligible.
I have two.
Who?
I have a want pick.
Mm-hmm.
And a realistic pick.
Who's your want?
Luka. I think Luka. I remember I was saying to you guys before the Joel Embiid, and I said, don't be surprised. Were you on the episode when I kept saying, don't be surprised if Luka Doncic wins the MVP?
I don't think so.
No, I know it was Wayne.
No, I've never done an episode of Wayne, so no.
Yeah. Well, anyway. I mean, it's not like I foresaw him missing games, but as I said with Joel Embiid, you just never know. Donnie was on episode. There we go. Want is Luka. Realistically.
Yep.
A narrative will, especially if they continue to play the way they're playing. Kawhi Leonard.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm really pro Clipper this season. Like, no troll at all.
So you feel like the Clippers have a legit chance to get to the finals?
I thought they were going to win the in-season tournament. Remember, I kept calling it the Clipper Cup. Like, you gotta look, right? Let's be realistic. and I was looking at some things. I don't want to use this guy as an example, but I'm just going to just use the team. Like, this team is, like, if, Chris, if the Clippers don't win the championship, we're going to excuse them from not winning the championship.
Okay.
There will be no backlash at all.
I agree.
If they lost in the first round, they lost in the second, if they lost in the conference finals or the NBA finals, there will be no backlash.
I agree.
That's crazy.
I don't know.
The Clippers are supposed to be a super team. This is supposed to be a super duper team.
I don't think you can consider those guys a super duper team because most of those guys are on the decline.
You have two MVPs. You have a two-time finals MVP. You have a generational talent on the same team, and they can start together.
Yeah, but I think all four of those
guys. But they can. You have the second.
All four.
You have the third and fourth most points amongst active players in league history on the same team. Again.
Right. However, I feel you can't evaluate the Clippers four guys as like what they've done in a totality, but where they are in their careers. All four of them, I feel like, are on the decline of their professional careers. So I think if they we could talk about Russell Westbrook. Doesn't even play like 24 minutes anymore. He probably plays 20, 22 minutes a game.
Yo, James Harden went from averaging 30 points a game from 21 and 10. You that's a decline?
Yeah.
All right. Although statistically it is a decline in the player that was, you are not accepting of 21 and 10 from your third option.
I still think, though, but if you look at James Harden, right? James Harden came in the league in what? What year did he come in the league? 2008?
Well, yes, man. Came in the league. This nigga gave y'all 21 and 10 last season. We wanted him out the league.
Who wanted him out the league? I didn't.
Oh, man. You're right. You didn't. This is crazy.
I said that. When he got traded to the Clippers, I said the first thing y'all going to do is blame James Harden. Not fair. I said that.
You did get blamed.
Huh?
You did get blamed.
He did get blamed, and I was like, what? That's not fair.
Why wouldn't you be if they were like 5-1 before the trade?
Because you just have to work the chemistry out. It's a whole different dynamic.
I know that. You know that. I'm just saying, why would
why? Exactly. That's why. Now look. They look like a genius. But yeah, those guys are not going to get any backlash. I don't know if those guys are like deep enough to win a championship, honestly.
See, that's exactly what I'm talking about. You don't even know you're doing it.
What?
You don't even know that you're making an excuse for them.
Maybe.
No, you don't even know it.
Maybe. All right, if I'm making an excuse, I'm making an excuse. All right, look, I don't care. Like, I don't think they're going to come out. I don't think they're a better complete basketball team than the Denver Nuggets.
Is Jokic that much better than everybody else?
I think Jokic is not that much better than everybody else. I think Jokic in that role, in that system, he's arguably the best offensive big man ever. We've never seen a triple-double from a big man like this, right? Like, he's literally bringing the basketball up the court right now. Jamal Murray is like perfect on his team. Aaron Gordon has kind of like been that utility guy. Michael Porter's that third scorer. Caldwell Pope, your typical 3-and-D guy. Like, just the way those guys, like, they bench guys, you know, like Bruce Brown was very big in them getting the championship. And the Nuggets can easily like lose. They can easily lose in the 7-game series. You know, so it's interesting, but like I don't think the Clippers are more complete from as a team in terms of guys that can shoot, role guys that come off the bench, you know, outside of like Norman Powell and Terrence Mann.
And Bones Highland.
Bones Highland doesn't even play in LA, does he?
Can.
He can, but he doesn't.
That's why I was interested in just seeing, like, we're going to sit up here and talk, even though they're on a decline. Like, are we really going to talk about, outside of Jokic, are these guys even in comparison to the players on the fucking, on the Clippers?
No, absolutely not. Jamal Murray is, yes.
I knew he was going to shoot that three.
Jamal Murray, yes. Jamal Murray got G, bro. Jamal Murray got King.
I told you, he's comeback player of the century.
And Michael Porter Jr. got game, too. We're not going to say it. Outside of those two guys, no.
They got game. Are they the other guys?
I think Jamal Murray can be in the same conversation as Harden and definitely Russell Westbrook at where he is now in his career. Absolutely. Jamal Murray is better than Russell Westbrook right now.
Something about the Denver Nuggets. We can't beat these niggas. We cannot beat them.
I want LeBron to go to the Knicks just so you can become a Knicks fan.
All right, we're going to end this episode now. I got to sit up here while these niggas is getting spanked and say something like that.
I just want LeBron to go to the Knicks just so you have to force him to become a Knicks fan.
I bet you I won't.
So you wouldn't be a LeBron fan anymore? That's hilarious.
I'll wait for John Morant to come back.
That's funny. Right. That's funny.
Remember what happened with Amari Stoudemire? Y'all them niggas didn't see me cheering for the Knicks. I forgot about that.
I did do that.
I don't play with this Knicks shit. I don't like them niggas. This shit is not a joke, nigga. Me and my grandma had real beef over the TV when the Knicks were playing back in the day. I don't play with them. I don't play with them niggas like that. I legitimately don't like them. The only time I ever seen them win was at the Barclays. I go watch them play at the Garden, they don't win. I got a streak. I really don't like them at all. But I go to the Knicks, that's it. You go hear no more goat talk from me. It's over. I got nothing else to talk about. I feel like I'm missing something. Oh, the Bronny situation with Austin Rivers. No, we did cover that, didn't we?
We covered that. Okay. You didn't give me your take on it, but I gave my piece.
No, absolutely, he should. I would not want him to play with LeBron. I would not want him to play with LeBron at all. I think he needs his own legacy. It's unfortunate that there will be unfair expectations because it, the first year would be fun if they do play together, and then I don't see it happening for more than a year. LeBron's going to have to retire eventually. And then that's when you're just going to be expected to be your dad after that. And I just hope that basketball's still fun for him. He gets in the league and he's figuring it out and he struggles a little bit. And then they want him to be his dad on top of that. Just unrealistic expectations. Lonzo Ball. It was you who sent me that, right?
No, I was. Yes.
Do you think he's ever going to return?
Yeah, return.
Then he goes back to LA?
For what?
Okay.
Post LeBron, maybe. But I mean, I think Lonzo will, I think we'll make an excuse for Lonzo and say, because of the talent, we'll say like, yo, you know, he'll go on as, you know, I wish he wasn't one of them players that got hurt.
Lonzo Ball stays healthy.
Yeah, like Lonzo goes on the I wish he stayed healthy
list. Yeah, I know.
I think if you're a fan of him, that's what you say. Like, I didn't think Lonzo was going to be this great astronomical pro or this perennial all-star. I thought he was very talented in high school. He had all the intangibles, but I just, something was missing for me, in my standpoint, in my evaluation of Lonzo Ball. maybe it was just like it came off as like a lack of love for the game or something like that. I don't know. I don't know Lonzo personally, but I know Lonzo was definitely super talented, you know. And I still think he has some value in the NBA healthy. 6'4", 6'5", point guard. The Finn can make any pass in the NBA, you know, became a respectable shooter, you know. So him healthy, can he add value to an NBA basketball team? Absolutely. But I think
gotta go.
I think the days of Lonzo being like we expect, like Lonzo being like that guy that like one of the faces of the league is over.
Yeah, those days are over. One gotta go. Ant-Man, Shea, Halliburton, Fox.
Fox, unfortunately.
Why?
I don't know. For me, it's just like if I had to pick a team and I needed four guards, like I don't think De'Aaron Fox scores it better than Shea or Ant-Man. I don't know if he distributes it better than definitely don't just pass it better than Halliburton. You know? And I love De'Aaron Fox's name. I feel like De'Aaron Fox is, as much as we give some bonus credit for the Kings, like De'Aaron Fox turning, like I think De'Aaron Fox was the guy that kind of like didn't make any excuses, didn't ask for a trade, didn't want to get out of there, kind of just thugged it out at Sacramento and broke that long spell of them not making a playoff. So I love D Fox, but I just think those guys are just a little different. Like, I don't know if De'Aaron Fox could do the things that those guys do.
I could tell you what the fuck they don't do that he do.
What's that?
Play defense.
I think Anthony Edwards is a pretty good defender, bro.
Anthony Edwards is a pretty good defender. He ain't De'Aaron Fox.
No, De'Aaron Fox is definitely very good defensively. So who's on your list of who gets...
Shea's not bad either.
Shea's not bad. Shea got G, though. Shea came is crazy, bro. Like, Shea offensively is crazy. He's my pick for MVP.
Yeah, I didn't want to say it.
He's my pick for MVP. You pick Kawhi. I got Shea. Shea my pick for MVP. Yeah. Who are you picking? Who are you taking off that list? Halliburton?
No.
Who?
Fox.
What the fuck?
I'm just saying, why was that so easy?
Like, you did all that to take the same person.
Yeah, because I mean, I want people to think first. It's that easy, but it's really not. I'll be honest with you, I don't know. I first looked at it and I was like, Shay.
Question for you. De'Aaron Fox on the Pacers, do they go to the in-season tournament championship? Halliburton, just flip-flop the players. Let's leave Halliburton. Let's say Halliburton ends up in, he stays in Sacramento and Fox is the one that gets shit. Let's think about that. That's crazy that the fact that both of them were backcourt mates at one point. Shit's crazy.
Halliburton on the Kings is Trae Young of the West.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Fox on the
Pacers.
The Pacers could either be Ja Morant or nothing. Fox on the Kings without Sabonis.
So it's pretty even in your mind.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think Tyrese Halliburton staying on the Kings makes them what De'Aaron Fox brings to the Kings.
Agreed. But I think...
And I don't think De'Aaron Fox going to the Pacers, they're going to the in-season tournament finals.
Right.
I don't see that.
The move that was mutually benefit for everyone, mutually benefit.
How come De'Aaron Fox got snubbed?
Because there's no All-Star game without Steph Curry.
How come Tyrese Halliburton, Jalen Brunson, and Damian Lillard all went to the West and just, like, easily got picked as All-Star starters and reserves? Where they weren't making All-Star teams in the West. I mean, Dame started to become a perennial All-Star, but there was a campaign where it almost looked like he was crying to get in at one point.
Right. I don't know. That's very interesting. I think the West has been the best conference in the last 10 years, so that has a lot to do with it.
Why is Trae Young being disrespected?
Trae Young got selected, bro. What are you talking about?
Why? When? Who was the first reserve?
Scottie Barnes.
Disrespected again.
I think Trae Young got in yesterday.
The fact that it's a thing is terrible.
No, I think I heard it on the news. Like, it was like the newly selected All-Star reserve Trae Young. Because they played Boston last night.
This is respectful.
Whatever. He's in.
That's not the point.
Oh, my God. He didn't deserve to get in. His team wasn't as good as those other guys.
It's not a team success.
When you're a reserve.
Accomplishment.
Down to reserves. I think that's what
it All-Star is. All-Star selection is not the Atlanta Hawks. The Atlanta Hawks aren't on the ballot. It's Trae Young.
I hate you, bro.
That's not fair.
You just got to take the guys with the best numbers and that's it.
No, not necessarily.
All right, then. So when you say not necessarily, what else do you consider?
There's other things that factor in it, obviously. What? But that's bullshit.
Like what?
I think that's bullshit. His numbers are better than everybody else's that got selected in front of him.
His numbers are better than everybody else that got selected in front of him. But what other factors are you have to factor in? What else?
Their teams are also better than his.
All right. That's not the other guy's fault.
I don't think that he should have been the second reserve, injury reserve at that.
He should have been the first.
Absolutely. He should have been starting.
You have my stance on the starting part. It's a popularity contest, bro. I don't know what the fuck to tell you.
Not a popularity contest.
Anyway. It's a popularity contest.
You know that the fans don't have 100% of the vote anymore, right?
What percentage of the vote do they have?
They have 50.
All right, still a popularity contest.
The coaches and the media have the rest.
All right, still a popularity contest. So you think Trae Young is popular amongst the coaches and media?
I think he was forgotten.
My point exactly. It's a fucking popularity contest.
Yeah, but when you hear his name, though, I mean, obviously we know.
Right. Then I love Trae Young.
So why didn't you vote for him?
I didn't vote for anybody.
But why didn't you vote for him?
Because I didn't vote for anyone.
You don't love Trae.
Oh, my God.
If you voted for him, if you loved him, you'd have voted for him.
I don't think Trae Young cares if I voted for him or not.
I voted for him.
Good for you.
You should have got in.
He's in.
I don't know, but this way is like, I don't want to play, though.
All right.
That's like when James Harden was like the last pick in the draft, and he was like, oh, yeah. Then he chose not to play. Like, don't do that to me.
So who was an All-Star that didn't deserve to be an All-Star at the guard spot? You said Brunson, you said Max, you said Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah.
All three of those guys didn't. So you mean to tell me all three of those guys did not deserve to be All-Stars?
I said they didn't.
So who didn't deserve to be one?
Julius Randle.
Okay. We spoke about this last week. I'm not going to disagree with you.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, well, you said you didn't think Jaylen Brown didn't deserve to be
right. Right. So if you just said Jaylen Brown or Julius Randle, I wouldn't argue with you. Yeah. I don't like the dunk contestants either. I think that's just going to be horrible.
Do you still look forward to the dunk contest?
No, but I just don't like the names.
The three-point contest is the most exciting thing about All-Star Weekend now.
Yeah, All-Star Weekend is ass.
Why?
Yes, it's not. I guess maybe I'm too old now. It's not good.
You think because we've seen everything?
Yeah.
You've watched a lot of basketball throughout your life. That's probably what it is.
Watch too much basketball throughout
your life. Well, then, I mean, is it that it's ass or that you just seen everything?
A little bit of both.
I don't think it's ass.
A little bit of both.
I'm going to be honest with you. I think that we don't know what we want.
All right, who's winning, the East or the West?
The Western Conference is going to win by 12 points.
12 points?
Yeah.
I got the West by 17.
Okay. I have 15.
Who's your pick for All-Star Game MVP?
Two of the niggas from the list. Between Ant-Man and Trey.
Ooh. Interesting.
Yeah.
Ant-Man in there?
Hmm?
You do Ant-Man in there?
To win All-Star Game MVP?
Yeah.
Yeah, you think Kawhi Leonard and LeBron and Kevin Durant and Steph Curry are going to play big minutes?
No. Uh-uh.
Okay, well, that's four guys who aren't going to be.
My pick was either Shea or Luka.
No, I don't think Luka. The game moves too fast for it to be Luka. Like, from an entertainment perspective, it wouldn't be Luka.
Okay.
It would be Luka if Luka was like, they gave like Luka a quarter to play like Luka.
Yeah.
And he went like 10 of 10 or some shit.
Yeah, I know. So either Shea or Ant-Man, we agree.
Yeah.
Okay. We agree on Shea. I think AE is the dark horse where he can go out. It is the third quarter and bug the hell out. And halfway through the second quarter and halfway through the third quarter, he'll bug out. And he'll rattle off 24, and then he'll end up finishing with like 36 because he scored four. He scored 8 points in
that game. Ain't even gonna require him to score 30.
Huh?
That game isn't even gonna require him to score 30.
No, worry. But I think he just scores in such bunches, and he'll play harder though. Where? Yeah. He'll get 30. Like Westbrook's back-to-back fight All-Star Game MVPs was just motor. Like, he just had a relentless, nonstop part of it.
I think the East is going to be more competitive than what I'm saying.
The game isn't going to be competitive. The game is actually a huge disappointment to All-Star Weekend. Like,
well, I mean, you have dynamic guards over there because now I'm curious to see what lineups are going to play.
Yeah, but nobody
plays. Because if you play, like, for instance, right? All right, cool. If they decide to go with the young niggas from the West against those guards from the East, that's not going to be a pretty quarter for the West.
It's all going to come down to, are they going bullshit and let each other dunk for four quarters? Or are they actually going to like compete and play?
But see what I'm thinking?
Like last year's All-Star game was arguably one of the worst All-Star games ever.
Yeah, it was. Like, what I'm thinking is going to happen is they're probably going to play, like, Maxey, Brunson, Mitchell. And they're probably going to light it up for three for, like, 2-3 minutes straight.
Right.
Yeah, that could be, like, 15 points in, like, 2 minutes.
Yeah.
That might be a quarter you don't recover from.
It'll be like when Steph and Dame had that 3-point thing, barrage back and forth. Dame's last year, like in the All-Star game in Portland.
Who's last game?
Last All-Star game in Portland, Dame, with him and Steph, where they was like taking turns shooting from half and he wasn't.
Yeah.
The All-Star game before last, not last All-Star game, the All-Star game before last.
Oh, you want to know why? You know what I just realized, too?
Because
I looked after the first ballot returns, and I'm like, I know we looking at the in-season tournament, and he did have a really good tournament, and he's been emerging. And I was like, it's something else. Because I was like, how is Halliburton leading the guards and votes? The All-Star game's in Indiana.
Oh, forgot about that.
Oh, my God.
That was a huge oversight on your part.
Cause I'm like he's good, but I'm like, is he really playing that much? I mean, the numbers, I'm like, is he really?
again, popularity contest.
Holy shit, I forgot all about that.
Again, popularity contest.
Yeah. Can't fight you on that one, Chris.
Again, popularity contest.
I cannot fight you on that one.
So if the All-Star game is in any other city besides Indiana, does Halliburton start?
No.
Agreed.
Agreed. He could, but no.
Agreed. Not going to argue with you that. Agreed.
Holy shit, I didn't realize that.
You got your answer why Trae Young got snubbed. There you go.
Nah, I got my answer to why Jalen Brunson didn't get it. I had Nick Haight in the back, in my back of my mind and in my heart. But I knew that there's a possibility that he could start.
This is completely wrong, and this is completely off topic. This is completely mean. I'm not going to say any names. But have you ever looked at somebody and just be like, yo, who got her pregnant? I just had that moment. You can edit that out of the show. I'm going
to
apologize.
Why are you giving me work to do? I had literally no work to do until then. Nothing to do.
I mean, you can keep it if you don't feel like doing any work. I'll just switch the subject right back. But yeah, this was fun.
The Lakers need to come back because I don't need to go to bed upset.
Oh, okay. So, word from Vanessa Bryant. Kobe picked the pose you're about to see. So if anyone has any issues with it, tough shit. Okay, so then I recant my statement. I'm sorry. I didn't know Kobe picked the pose. I don't like that. Kobe picked, but Kobe picked that. It is what it is. But even though that he picked the pose, it still doesn't look like Kobe. Is that fair to say?
Do we get to pick 24?
I don't know.
Alright. Just wanted to know. I mean, I know we have no say-so in it at all, but I wonder if it was like a... That was an option.
I mean, it was just something that just came across my Instagram feed, so I thought I'd share that with the Court Podcast audience. You know what I mean? So, this was great. Glad we were able to do this.
Appreciate you.
No problem, good brother.
Most, I think this is like it. This is you got a streak.
Three in a row.
Three or four.
Yeah, three.
Three in a row, and then I don't. This is probably the most you ever been on in a season.
This might be what five in a
season. Thanks, episode. That's good, man. It's needed.
I appreciate it. You know, as long as you're getting positive feedback with me on it, I'll continue. Okay. If people hate listening to me, then I'll make myself.
I got like an idea. For you, actually, like this is like geared for like you specifically.
All right, we'll talk off pod.
Yeah, I'm like more excited like for this for you than for me like doing anything for the show right now. Actually,
okay, we'll talk about it. Let's discuss it.
I'm debating if I should play basketball on Sunday.
You said what?
I'm debating if I should play basketball on Sunday.
Movement is medicine. Yes, you're playing basketball.
I know, but the time slot interferes with me wanting to watch the Super Bowl.
What time are you supposed to play basketball?
So even we usually play from 6 to 9, but we're going to be having have the gym from 5 to 9.
Oh. So play from 5 to 6:15 and go watch the Super Bowl. You know the Super Bowl doesn't really start on time in the game.
Yeah, no, I know it starts at 6:40, but I have to just figure out whatever my plans are, actually.
Movement is medicine.
I know. And then Jacob is, I took Jacob with me last time, and, you know, we worked on some stuff that we did on Saturday. I took him to the gym Sunday. Picked it up right away, actually.
So, I'll make a Sunday appearance one day. You know what I mean?
Yeah, just let me know. Well, you know my weekend off. Just,
Yeah, we're planning. I just got to get through. I got to get past February 20th.
That's, like, right around the corner.
Yeah, it's 8 days. My season is over. No, it's, like, 12 days. My season is over February 20th.
Really?
Yep.
Well, I thought y'all went until, like, March.
Earlier.
Wow, it's interesting.
Okay. With the league we're in, that's why. Like,
okay.
High school basketball in Philly does end in like March, but we're done in like late February. But okay. I'm going to bed, everybody. Appreciate you listening, tuning in.
All right, man, that was fun. Maybe Sunday after the Super Bowl. Who knows? We'll see if anything interesting happens.
Gotcha.
I'm all right. There y'all, we out.